Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Liberty Public Radio.
Thank you for joining us on our new platform. I'm Jan Smolter for Liberty Public Radio. Last Thursday, Senator Joe Biden of Delaware and Governor Sarah Palin of Alaska met in St. Louis for their first and only scheduled vice presidential debate. Pundits and politicians alike have been fervently searching for an answer to one question: who won? The debate came at a critical moment in the campaign as Congress finalized negotiations on the $700 billion bailout bill. The economic crisis had put Republican nominee John McCain's campaign at a disadvantage in the most recent round of polling. The debate was the McCain campaign's first chance at pulling a major turnaround with only a month before Election Day. So, what movement have we seen in the polls? A recent CBS poll following the debate found that, among undecided voters, 46% believed that Biden won. However, only 21% found Palin on top, while 33% considered the debate a tie. This would seem to suggest that the immediate reaction to the polls shows a win for Biden, though certainly not an overwhelming one. The more relevant public reaction to the contest will become more clear as polls are conducted in the coming days. If they follow the trend of the last 2 days, the debate will have been effectively a wash. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at what the candidates said.
You're listening to Liberty Public Radio.
I'm Randy Porknut, and I want to talk to you about an epidemic that's sweeping the nation. Stickiness and itchiness can strike at any turn. Maybe your best friend wanted you to help him move. Maybe your girlfriend's chihuahua escaped, and you had to run that little sucker down. Or maybe you just do a real man's work all day, every day. Any of these activities can leave a man feeling sticky and itchy. Hell, some men get sticky and itchy without doing nothing at all. The worst part of it all is that once you've gotten sticky and itchy, there's almost no way you can get clean without covering yourself in some sissy frou-frou crap that your girlfriend, wife, or metrosexual best friend bought and planted in your shower. Man, I'm begging you. Don't use the loofah. Don't even think about it. There is an alternative. It's the latest in men's bathing technology. Sticky at your shower scrub will take care of even the stickiest and itchiest hygiene occurrences without leaving your skin feeling fruity or weird. Visit our website, www.stickyitchers.com, for more information. Sticky at your shower scrub. Clean your ass.
I'm Jan Smolder. In our last segment, we looked at results from a poll conducted after the vice presidential debate. Now we'll take a closer look at what the candidates said and a look ahead at next week's presidential debate. Moderator Gwen Ifill had been criticized coming into the debate for an alleged conflict of interest. Throughout the debate, she struggled with both candidates and their preference to discuss the issues they wanted instead of providing answers more relevant to the questions she asked. Biden spent the majority of the debate targeting middle-class voters by discussing economic issues. The recent lead in the polls that the Obama campaign has enjoyed is more directly attributed to the unstable American economy. Palin, on the other hand, faced the challenge of overcoming the public perception that she is underqualified to serve as vice president. The polls we mentioned in our last segment did seem to suggest that she exceeded expectations. Both candidates also dedicated some of their attention to attacking the presidential nominees of the opposing parties. While Palin accused Obama of supporting an economic plan that would eliminate jobs, Biden took issue with Palin's repeated description of her running mate as a maverick.
Barack had 94 opportunities to side on the people's side and reduce taxes, and 94 times he voted to increase taxes or not support a tax reduction, 94 times. Now, that's not what we need to create jobs.
He voted against even providing for what they call LIHEAP, for assistance to people with oil prices going through the roof in the winter. So maverick he is not.
When they meet in their second debate this Tuesday, Senators Barack Obama and John McCain will each look to build on the performances of their running mates.
You're listening to Liberty Public Radio.
On November 4th, we're going to the polls to elect a leader who will tackle many difficult issues. But two wars, economic instability, and a host of other dangerous problems will demand the attention of our entire nation, not just one man. The candidates from the two major parties have given us plenty of rhetoric and grandstanding. But what is all of that worth? Do we really know how they would handle the problems ahead of us? Would they feel accountable to us? Aren't they beholden to the special interests and corporate lobbyists, no matter which side of the aisle they come from? There is one candidate who declares his allegiance to only the people of America. He isn't a member of any political party. If you want a leader who truly wants what's best for you, vote for the man of the people. The man of the people wants you to join his movement for real change. He wants you to help us break free from the political gridlock and dismiss the partisan bickering of Washington. Visit manofthepeople.net and see for yourself why so many supporters have joined his campaign. Remember, thumbs up for Man of the People, thumbs down for the detached, disinterested phonies in Washington.
Leave us your questions or comments in a voicemail, and we'll be sure to get as many as possible into the show in a segment we call Give Jan a Jingle. The number to reach Liberty Public Radio is 407-792-0885. That's 407-792-0885.
We're joined now by Kate Callahan, Director of Online Communications and Social Media for Man of the People for President, a grassroots and frankly unorthodox write-in presidential campaign. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Jan. I'm so excited to be here to talk about the Man of the People.
So this is a write-in campaign?
Yes.
Could you explain a little bit about what that means?
The man of the people doesn't belong to a major political party, so he won't be on the ballot. So for people to vote for him, they're going to have to write his name in.
Well, I guess what I have to ask is, do you know his name?
Not yet, Jan, and I'll tell you why. The man of the people can see that the other presidential campaigns have been clouded by ego and partisan bickering. By revealing his name only just before Election Day, the man is making sure this campaign is about the people and their issues.
So the man hasn't put forth any policy ideas of his own.
You see, Jan, the man is a true populist. He wants to know what you need. More than that, he wants to know you, your hopes, your dreams. How can government either serve you or get out of your way? That's not something for an ambitious politician to decide. It's something for the people to decide. That's why his issues are your issues.
I guess I just don't see how that works. Isn't the problem that large portions of the country want one thing, and there is frequent and fervent opposition to those proposals?
Well, Jan, this is how you can tell that the man of the people is not your typical candidate. He feels that those issues are based on oversimplistic political jargon put forth by both major parties to confuse and control the American electorate. And if you look a lot closer, you'll find that there's more to unite us than to divide us.
That certainly is an interesting plan. Let's go to the phones. Our first call is from the scientist. Caller, is that your name?
Kate, how many times have you seen the man?
Actually, the man communicates with me primarily via telephone and email.
How many things have you touched from the man?
Huh?
Cards, t-shirts, posters.
Oh, tons, of course. Why?
How many have you sent out?
Why a lot? We even just had some winners for the slogan contest that I put in the mail today. If you're interested in receiving some campaign materials, you can visit manofthepeople.net and join the movement, where we're giving away T-shirts for simple campaign activities.
I need someone to find me. I'm being moved all the time. I have no idea where I am.
Caller, I'm going to disconnect this call.
Wait! If anyone is listening, please help. 13, 9, 14, 4, 3, 15, 14, 20, 18, 15, 12.
I have to say, that is the oddest call I've ever had on this show. Sometimes when you take callers, that can happen. Are you okay, Kate?
Sure, Jan.
It looks like that's all the time we have for today, but we'd love to have you return. For Liberty Public Radio, I'm Jan Smolter.
Liberty Public Radio is sponsored by both your advertising dollars and donations from listeners like you. By making a small donation to the LPR Operating Fund, you can limit the impact of political and commercial advertising on our shows. All donors will receive LPR bumper stickers and other quality gifts of thanks from the station. We're listening to Liberty Public Radio.